Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Come on.
Catherine, are you ready?
I am absolutely ready, George.
I love it. I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. Catherine Johns is a speaker and a coach. She helps people get heard and get results. I'm excited to have you on. Catherine, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
You know, my work is personal, and my personal is my work. I love the work I do with clients, and I especially love being with an audience. So when you asked about personal, I started thinking, am I that interesting behind the scenes? Not really. I do some yoga, which is fun. And that's been, I had to take some time off for a little bit for new knees, but now I'm back and I'm digging that. And I hang out with my husband, who is a sweetheart.
Nice. I appreciate that. So I referred to you as a speaker and a coach. Tell us a little bit more about how it is that you're making an impact and the reason you're doing that.
You know, my first career, maybe this goes in the category of personal life. My first career was in radio, George, and I was on the air for 25 years, mostly here in Chicago. And when that caved in, looking for the next right thing was really a challenge. And I wound up going through a whole process in which I determined, yeah, I'm a radio personality, but what I really am is a performer. And I could perform someplace other than on the radio. And that's how I wound up doing speaking and then also coaching people who want to speak more effectively. So I went to work for a consulting firm training professionals to be better communicators. It was a natural for me because I'd been studying communication my whole life. And it was so clear to me that so many people could benefit by being better at speaking and also, as importantly, being better at listening.
Isn't that the truth? You know,
it absolutely is.
Two ears and one mouth, Catherine.
That's what they say.
And I have to imagine that. I think that interpersonal communication, if that's even the term that we're using these days, that's what it was called when I was in college. It always came really easy to me, but then I recognized that I could get way better at it. But for those people who aren't necessarily mindful about it, they probably don't realize and recognize that there's so many things that you can be doing to become more effective.
That's why they need me to point out how they can be more effective. But you're right. A lot of people say, oh yeah, communication, I'm good at that, or I'm fine at that, or it's not an issue for me. And particularly, you know, when people think about speaking, they think about getting up in front of a big crowd and giving a speech. Speaking is so much more than that. Speaking is sitting around a conference table with colleagues trying to have some influence. It's talking to a potential customer or client about the work you do and the value that you bring. It's listening, as I mentioned, to all of those people in all of those contexts. And most of us could get better at it.
So, and I think that in today's world, whether it's a new normal or it's just sort of a blip, and then we get back to having a lot of face-to-face meetings, but here we are. You and I are having a conversation, obviously, through the interwebs, but we're doing Zoom calls or whatever sort of virtual technology that somebody's using. It's a whole new skill set. It's not totally new, but so many little things. Or I'll stop rambling and ask you how it's different.
And I'll tell you exactly how it's different. I have actually been offering George a program about that very thing because I know speakers who are very professional speakers, people who are hired to come out and give a talk, and they get sometimes very large checks on the way out the door. They're really good at their craft, and they're complaining that it's so hard to talk to a camera, and the people aren't there, and I can't get the energy from the audience, and you don't know if they're laughing at your jokes, and you can't have the applause, and it's exhausting, and I finish a talk, and I'm completely wiped out. And the more I listened to this, the more I thought, gosh, you know, it's kind of like doing a radio show. Mm. I know how to do that. I was doing virtual speaking before we had a name for it.
Right.
And so I started offering, I call it a salon, because it's really not a webinar. It's a conversation with people who need to speak, whether professionally or for their work elsewhere, and are having a hard time adapting to the new world that you're talking about, because it is different from talking face to face to a live audience in a room, generating their own energy to mix with yours.
And I have to imagine it's, we were sort of kidding around that, but before we started recording that, you know, that we both like to not necessarily get dressed up and put business suits on, but get ready and prepare ourselves and put on the right clothes or makeup if that's the case, even though you're not going to be seen. I have to imagine that there's a physical component to it with just your body and your body language and then tonality. What are some of those sort of fundamental areas that you talk to people about?
So it really starts with the body. You're exactly right. Because the big thing is about the energy, what people complain about. I can't get the energy from the audience. So as a speaker online, in a conference call, on a Zoom meeting, whatever, you need to generate the energy yourself. You can't feed off the audience, and it's not their job to energize you anyway. It's our job as speakers to produce the energy, and that comes from the body. And so the first thing I tell people is ground yourself, sit up straight, press your feet into the floor, stack your head on top of your shoulders, let your shoulders drop back and down so your chest is open, you're very expansive, and you're fully occupying your space. That changes the way you sound. So you can hear my voice now, George, as I'm seated the way I would be if I were doing a presentation online. That's very different than when I kind of hunch over like this. And now I'm leaning into the computer and my shoulders are bent and my one foot is off the ground. And my voice, you can hear, is in a higher range now and a little thinner, more tinny. So it doesn't have the richness or depth that my voice can have when I'm fully grounded and expansive.
And as you were going through those steps, I was either changing the way I was sitting or reinforcing that I was already doing some of them. And I imagine that people are listening were also sort of going through that and doing it. And you know, right there, those are pretty, I don't want to call them fundamental or simple things, but it's probably something that so few people actually think about.
Yeah, they are fundamental, and they also are things we don't think about, because we start talking and we just get casual and we sit any old way. So if I were on stage in front of an audience, I would be fully grounded and centered. I would be taking up space. I would be using my body. And if I don't do that when I'm connecting with an audience on Zoom or Skype or whatever, I'm missing an element. And so are they, because the audience needs my energy. You know, I hear people complain, I can't get energy from the audience. No, you're supposed to be giving energy to the audience.
Right.
And they get cheated if you don't have enough energy to share with them. And then how we direct our energy is another whole component to that.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Yeah, if you're not bringing the energy, if you're in a position where you're the person presenting, and if it's, you know, on stage, or now if it's you're doing a webinar and you're just in your office at home or your bedroom or whatever, you still need to bring it and make sure that you are being mindful and doing all those things. Would love a couple more tips on that if I'm presenting to a group, and then I'd love to shift into, let's just talk about showing up and becoming an effective presenter and an effective listener, I guess an effective participant in a online meeting. So
All right. So one more tip about when I'm speaking is I think people say to me all the time is it makes me uncomfortable to talk to a camera. I don't know how to talk to it. How do you talk to a camera? And even before we started doing everything virtually, I had people say that to me. They found video challenging because they don't like talking to a camera. So here's my big tip, George. Don't talk to the camera. Talk through the camera to your perfect client right on the other side. And so imagine the camera, instead of thinking of it as an object that I talk to, think about it the way you think of a phone. If I called you after this show for a little debrief, I would not say, I'm going to call the phone. I would just pick up my phone and use it to call George. Right?
Yeah.
Same way, I'm not talking to the camera. I'm talking to you. The camera is just, or the microphone, the apparatus is just a way to get my voice to your ears and your voice back to mine.
That's really funny.
Isn't it? Because you hear that language a lot. You listen for it. You'll hear people say it all the time. I'm just uncomfortable talking to a camera. And the camera becomes an obstacle instead of a vehicle for communication.
Yeah. I bet most people probably say that. I'm just not good at talking to this telephone. Really, nobody ever said that.
Yeah, or
maybe,
never.
Maybe a long time ago, they probably did.
Maybe when phones were first invented, I'm sure people did say, I can't just talk to this object.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just another way to think about it. And when we make that shift internally, the sound of our voice comes along with it. And we sound more human and more intimate and less mechanical or rote or like I'm reciting something from memory.
Yeah, no, I think that's excellent right there. So I know that I know that people don't like meetings, and that's also me. And I think that there's now probably a psychological condition known as Zoom fatigue or virtual meeting fatigue.
Totally.
And so, would love to kind of pivot into that. Like how can I enjoy the meetings more? How can I be a better participant? How can I be a better how do I do a better job at virtual meetings?
Right. So a couple of things. And one is, if you're in charge of them, keep them short. You know, in corporate life, especially, we're accustomed to meeting for an hour. We book the conference room for an hour and then we fill up the time because, you know, that's the blocks of time we work with.
Right.
But maybe the meeting doesn't need to be an hour. And particularly if you're not eating a Danish or pouring coffee or chit-chatting on the way in or whatever, you can streamline things. And I do think that's a piece of it. It's really uncomfortable to sit and stare at a screen for hours on end. So I would keep meetings shorter. I would make sure there's a way for people to participate. And I don't mean, you know, that signal on Zoom where you can raise your hand. I mean, actually participate. So when I did my session for speakers, my salon, I talked and then they talked, and each by turn. And sometimes, yes, people talk over each other. It gets messy. You got to stop and sort it out. But it's worth it to have the interaction. Turn your camera on. I know that sounds basic, but a lot of people will come to a Zoom meeting and leave their camera off because they didn't do their hair. They didn't do their makeup. Mm-hmm. Their cat sitting on their lap, whatever. If you want to show up, you got to show up.
Yeah, right.
If I'm looking at a black box with your name on it, I forget you're there. And so really, if you're serious about making an appearance, you need to make an appearance and let us see you and let us hear from you, both.
And that's, I think that's essential. For you, if you are the participant in a meeting, making sure that probably your mindset and your attitude going into it is correct, that you're going to be a participant, that you're going to be engaged, whether just because I think otherwise you'll hate your life. But certainly if you are trying to advance in the company, this certainly may be the new way that we're going to be doing it. So we need to polish up our skills and sharpen our skills and become effective at this. What do you think about that?
I think you're exactly right. I also got a good tip from somebody, and I would give them credit if I remembered who it was. But when, as we transition back into people being in person, there are likely to be some times where some people are in the room and some people are not. And for companies with more than one location, it's been like that for a long time. You have a meeting at your headquarters in Waukegan, Illinois, but there are people on the line or on WebEx or whatever with who are in your plant in West Virginia. And very often those people get short shrift. You forget they're there, you don't address them, you can't see them, they become invisible. And so the suggestion was, when we go back to having in-person meetings, make sure everybody's in person or everybody's on Zoom. Even if you're in the office down the hall or the next cube, put everybody together, including both the local people and the remote people, so that we're on equal footing and we can all participate in the same way.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
It seemed counterintuitive to me because I can't wait to be in a room with people again. But it did make sense that for people who are remote when everybody's not, it can feel very isolating and like you're not part of things.
No doubt. And I was thinking in my mind about times where I was running meetings and there was another office or location that was remote, and they were without question. I did not do a good job of incorporating them or tailoring the presentation to make sure that I was even paying attention to them. So I think that's good.
That makes you just like everybody else, yep. George.
Shame Don't on feel me. Like a selfish dummy.
No, a well-intentioned guy.
Okay, perfect. Yes.
The technology. And so this is a way to use the technology more effectively.
Yes, I love it. Perfect. Well, Catherine, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
My difference-making tip is going to go back to where we started about being in your body. The thing that people want most from you, George, is you. They want your presence. They want your energy. And the only way they can get that is if you stay fully embodied. And when we get nervous or when we get tense or when we get preoccupied and we start swirling our energy around in our head, we lose some of that. So I'm going to say, bring your body with you to every meeting and every interaction. And I know that sounds silly, like how could you go to it without your body? But actually, I mean, being aware of your body, creating that physical connection so that you're all there for your conversations, whether they're on technology or in person.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Catherine, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? Where can they check out the class, the course that you've created?
CatherineJohns.com is my sadly dated website, which doesn't have the course on it, but should. I'm working on the redo. Oh, my goodness. And find me on LinkedIn. It's LinkedIn.com/CatherineJohns. And I post almost every day during the week around communication, networking, speaking, selling. And I would love to engage with your folks there and with you, George.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Catherine your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to CatherineJohns.com. Follow her on LinkedIn. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thank you again, Catherine.
Thank you, George. It was a pleasure.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval and available locations.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.